Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We are live. It is the fifth day of January 2009. We'll be here live for the next 4 hours. The last hour and a half of the show, we're going to have Dr. Russell Blaylock, a brain surgeon, a neurosurgeon, joining us to go over the dangers of not just aspartame. I had him on for about 45 minutes a few weeks ago, and it just wasn't enough time to cover it all. But also other excitotoxins like MSG and other additives that are put into your food, many of them petrochemicals. You see, because we're an oil-based economy, there's all those byproducts of the creation of gasoline, and they have to do something with them. So they just, back in the 40s and 50s, created a whole new industry of putting many of those toxins in your foods as additives. Most of the big pharma drugs they make over-the-counter and prescription are byproducts of petrochemicals and their toxic waste byproduct. Same thing with fluoride. They had just millions and millions of tons, conservatively, just in Tennessee alone, because aluminum and a bunch of other metals were involved in the purification of uranium, the sodium fluoride, lead, arsenic, cyanide that they used to basically cook out the uranium out of the rocks. And so they said, we'll just call it fluoride, because it's not just sodium fluoride, but all those toxic waste. And by law, put it in the water instead of having to store the toxic waste. I mean, that's on public record. So it's not just sodium fluoride when you hear him talking about fluoride. It's a catch-all term and name for hundreds and hundreds of substances. And none of this is even a secret. It's just not widely known. So we'll talk about some ways we can take control of our lives and try to minimize the amount of these toxins and poisons that we're all ingesting with Dr. Russell Blaylock. Coming up in about 2.5 hours. In the meantime, there is a lot of news and information that we are going to be covering today on the economy front, on obviously what's happening over in the Gaza Strip right now, and as we accelerate towards the inauguration on the 20th of January of Barack H. Obama, and the big surprise, the unpopular stance that we're supposedly going to see him carry out. And I think more and more it's becoming clear that it's a host of issues that are going to be unpopular, according to Colin Powell and Biden and many others. But chief among them, the Israeli papers, of all places, are admitting what we'd already reported here, that this is a multi-year plan to attack the Gaza Strip, and that Israel did break the ceasefire themselves, knowing they were planning to do it the entire time, to then go into the Gaza Strip, encircle the three major cities that have 1.5 million people living in them, chief among them Gaza City, and then to rocket and attack and bomb those areas like Fallujah until everyone basically has their back broken, and then they can be expelled from the country. There's a key article by Professor Michelle Chasidowski up on Infowars.com right now that we have a link to that is just so important because it goes through all of Israel's own admissions. This is not our opinion. This is a fact. And then meanwhile, our controlled corporate press is cold-bloodedly lying to the American people, telling us that basically Hamas launched the attacks on Israel, and that they're doing all this for no reason, and they only report on the dead IDF soldiers. It's all very one-sided. Kind of like when the news announced that Russia had snuck attacked Georgia. Total lie, but hey, so what? Might as well just go ahead and lie to the public. I mean, even if you're not choosing sides in this whole thing, do you like being lied to? Do you like the fact that our media is a pack of criminals? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to ground zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hello, I'm Steve Chang. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Tis the season to be healthy. Will the law be enforced by the UN to enslave the herbalists to come under the umbrella of Big Pharma? Will the public lose their freedom to obtain natural herbs for health and healing? Will this nation bow to such a concept? Choose life. Life Change Tea. Lose weight, detox from chemicals, and enhance your energy. And to give you an extra boost, buy a 4-week supply of Super Tea and get 2 more weeks for free. That's a 6-week supply for the price of a 4-week supply. It's our holiday special, and it's for a limited time. Order now online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose those unwanted holiday pounds. And don't forget, if you don't get the tea, it doesn't work.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I specifically, coming up at the bottom of the hour, want to hear from listeners across the world. Russia, China, Japan, South Korea, the UK, France, Canada, the United States, Mexico, Chile, Argentina, Costa Rica, doesn't matter where you are, Australia, 1-800-259-9231. Over the weekend, I've been watching international feeds, and I want to get your take on what's happening in Gaza. And you watch the British news. It's 50-50, actually pretty balanced reporting on what's happening in Gaza over in the Middle East right now, bordering the Mediterranean Sea. And if you watch the European press, it's about 75% in favor. The vast majority of it's in favor. That's just a dead reckoning when I say 75%. Maybe it's 80%, 90%. In favor of the Palestinians there in Gaza. But here in the United States, it's completely one-sided. And that's why the public is so ill-informed here, is because we have such a horrible corporate media. You know, this is the same corporate media that told us 2-3 years ago to keep getting loans on your houses, take money out to take a trip or to you know, just blow some money or go shopping. And we were telling you that the derivatives market was a scam, that the private banks were planning to cut off liquidity to cause a global consolidation. We were called kooks. You know, we said buy gold when it was $280 an ounce, and now it's $850-something bucks an ounce. But the mainstream media is still saying, on average, don't buy it. And now there's a bunch of press reports out last weekend and today going, you know, it's the media causing the problems in the economy. They've destroyed confidence. It's their fault. You know, really, the mainstream media is finally being forced to tell a little bit more of the truth about the economy. They'll tell you it's bad, but then they lie when they tell you it happened by accident or that it wasn't planned that way. But you do have The Economist magazine coming out and saying we're in a depression. You do have the Prime Minister of Canada saying that. You do have world leaders saying that. Remember, 9 weeks ago, the government reversed itself. They said, we're not even in a recession. Everything's fine. It's pessimist. The economy is great. And then when Congress wouldn't hand over complete and total imperial power to the Treasury Department and the private Federal Reserve, where no oversight could be engaged in, suddenly, the Treasury Secretary, the Fed Chairman of the private Fed, President Bush, Barack Obama, they all went to Capitol Hill. Barack Obama was the king of parading and kind of honchoing the whole thing through. He was the whip. He was the slave driver. And they said, we are going to have a total depression by next week if you don't pass this $700 billion bailout. And then people read the bill and they said, but it says unlimited money. It says no oversight. It says by law, no agency, no court, no branch of government can look at what the Federal Reserve does. Yeah, it was War Powers Act, and now Bloomberg, and I keep mentioning this, it's such a big deal. Bloomberg Financial, 2 weeks ago, headline with the Federal Reserve Board governor saying, we're not even involved now, only the Fed group out of New York and an intergroup in the Treasury, and they told us War Powers has been enacted. All with, at the same time with Congress, two congressmen and a senator saying they were threatened with martial law. I mean, this is really happening. We're already under martial law. We're already under a North American Union. And we're going headlong into youth corps and compulsory draft, 18 to 24, and people that are 45, 65, you know, they'll have to serve domestically, but everybody 18 to 24 in the military and junior high and high school have to serve in domestic spy corps. That's not Alex Jones saying that. They're proposing it. I've got an article here where Nancy Pelosi's proposing, quote, equalizing everyone's pay in America. Talk about communism, as if that's really going to happen. They're just going to take the middle class money. And she even says, so we can help our immigrants. Take our money, take the middle class money and everybody else's money and ruin our future. And then she has the gall to say it's for the immigrants. I mean, I'm all over the map here. It's just so wild to witness all of this unfolding. Here's an article out of the Memphis Business Journal. There's many of these. It's a talking point today. Most Americans say media making crisis worse. Talk about living in denial. And it is true that the fundamentals of the collapse, the controlled crisis, was hidden from the public until 3 months ago. 2.5 months ago. And then when the establishment wanted to terrorize everyone with financial terrorism, they said, we're going to have a depression. We could have a total collapse. And then that destroyed financial confidence. And then the markets really started sliding. Remember that 1,000-point plunge the day they didn't pass the bailout? Remember the trillions of dollars that were lost? Who did that? And then now the media really is spinning things and saying there's a light ahead. Barack Obama will fix it, but yes, we're in trouble. Just do whatever he says, and he'll fix it. And they've even got Pat Robertson coming out and saying global warming's real. We've got to have a global tax. And by the way, God told me that nothing can stop Obama and that socialism will ease your pains and the American people will accept it and it's inevitable and you will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. During the PrisonPlanet.tv show today, when we go live for simulcasting at 1 o'clock Central for the last 2 hours, I'm going to play that clip on air so you can see him last Friday, literally in the newscast, he says, God tells him this. It's like, and she says, you're like Moses in the mountain. He goes, yes, I go, and then God tells me. God tells me every year on the day after New Year's. I mean, this guy, talk about a shill. So they're telling you, it's inevitable, give in, do whatever Obama says, nothing can stop him. And the crowd of sheep are just going, yes, nodding their heads, yes, it cuts to them, yes. Most Americans say media making crisis worse. See, what has the media actually been blaming the crisis on? It's been blaming it on the auto manufacturers. That caused all of it. But before it was the subprime mortgage. But they said, we have to have the $700 billion by Friday or Monday. We'll be in a depression, and the stock market will drop to 3,000. We're talking about total financial Armageddon. We must have it. And if you don't do it, Congress will just declare martial law. And then the next day, by Saturday, they passed it on Friday. Bush signed it on Friday. They said, you know what? We don't need that for subprime mortgage anymore. That really wasn't the problem. And then we had all these bank chairmen in the news saying, there's really no problem. We're just taking record bonuses and buying other healthy financial institutions and insurance companies. Remember that? We're supposed to forget all of that, just like we're supposed to forget that George Bush and that crowd said that Iraq had WMDs, and then later said they never said that. That's another video I'm going to play coming up during PrisonPlanet.tv live transmission when we simulcast the radio show. Just a five-minute video of what they said previously and then what they said after. Because they didn't just say after, oh, we were wrong. They said, we never said that. That's a lie. And then now we're all supposed to forget about it. That's what Obama's saying in all of his speeches. He's saying, look, forget about the past. We're not going to have any investigations. We're not going to look at what's going on. We're just going to move forward. Let's be positive. Do whatever I say. And then after he's committed 8 years of crimes, the next administration will say, let's just forget what happened in the past. Let's just move forward. 77% of Americans think the U.S. media are making the economic situation worse by highlighting negative news, as a result, lowering consumer confidence and investment activity. Well, yeah, because now it's time to butcher America. When they were setting up the Ponzi scheme to steal your pension funds and to take over the entire economy and deindustrializing the nation so we could never rise again, they were telling you everything was Valhalla and great and globalism was wonderful and NAFTA and GATT and the World Trade Organization was as fantastic as mom and apple pie. Then when they're ready to blow everything out and consolidate and use the tens of trillions, and it's now in the tens of trillions worldwide, $8.5 trillion in the U.S. that the banks have stolen out of the treasuries of the world, now they're the only ones flush with cash to buy at the fire sale. It's a real simple system. The survey of 1,000 adults was conducted in early December by Opinion Research Corps, which asked, do you think the financial press is making the crisis worse by projecting fear into people's minds? Broke down by income, 79% said yes from households making $25,000, $35,000, and 78% said yes from households making more than $75,000. By demographic, 85% 18 to 24-year-olds said yes, while 65% of African Americans agreed. Although statements by the media are protected by the First Amendment, the survey results demonstrate that the public believes that the press bears some responsibility for the lack of confidence in the economy. So that's a jab at the First Amendment. See, the First Amendment's causing this. It's not offshore banks. Richard Schiff said that the First Amendment's causing a problem. Vice chairman and partner of the Philadelphia-based law firm Montgomery, McCracken, Walker, and Rhodes in a statement. Here's another one out of the Examiner, San Francisco. This is Baltimore Examiner, excuse me. Americans believe media making economy worse. So that's what's going on there. Okay, when we get back, I'm getting into what's happening in Gaza. I'm going to finish up with the economy, some headlines there. Then I'm going to get into what's happening in Gaza and take your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Now. Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Going to cover what's happening in Gaza and the economy. We're going to be covering fluoride, MSG, aspartame, and more with a top brain surgeon, neurologist, Dr. Russell Blaylock, an award-winning brain surgeon. He has multiple degrees, medical degrees, in studying the brain. That's coming up the last hour and a half of the show today. And I'm going to be covering UFOs. UFOs on PrisonPlanet.tv today when we go live in an hour and 40 minutes. I may even go live earlier because I need plenty of time to cover the video clips. But I'll be describing them on the radio, posting them up at InfoWars.com for folks that don't have PrisonPlanet.tv to follow along. I remember, even before I got on the air, 20 years ago, I liked reading military publications and scientific publications and even mainline stuff like Popular Mechanics. And they talked about how the government was going to have giant blimps for warfare that are up at 80, 90,000 feet that are unmanned and that run off solar power and that can stay in position for years over major cities, and then they can see for hundreds of miles in all directions with ground-penetrating radar looking through your walls, with surveillance cameras. And then after 9/11, Homeland Security said, we're going to tether these over every major city. And CNN had headlines showing one of the blimps being tested above D.C. And I covered it in my film, Martial Law. They had the Fuji blimp out, sponsored by Fuji, run by the NYPD. Now, since then, they've put these blimps over Dallas and D.C. and L.A., and people go out with these telephoto video cameras, and it's ABC and CNN, and Larry King says aliens are invading. Look at the giant cigar-shaped craft, and you can blow it up and see that it's got the propellers on it, and it's got the devices for surveillance, and it's a blimp. I mean, as much as if you go to a firehouse and say that's a fire engine, or if you see a black-and-white spotted large dog, you go, that's a Dalmatian in a firehouse. I mean, or if you see me on TV, oh, that's Alex Jones. I mean, there's no debating it's a blimp. There's no debating it's not a flying saucer. And I've, you know, I haven't weighed in on all this UFO stuff. And I have no doubt in the endless reaches of, you know, billions of galaxies photographed by Hubble just within the field of view of Earth. I mean, I don't, you know, begin to even claim that there's not such a thing as space aliens. The point is, I cover what I can prove. And the media cynically is making fun of the public, saying that aliens, oh my gosh, a thing 3 football fields long, it was over Dallas, look at it, and it's a blimp, silver blimp, it's even the classic color, it's got the propellers on it, it's got big blisters of cameras and devices and surveillance, and the government announced they were going to do this, but then now, you know, ABC News called the FAA and they said that they see nothing on their radar. Well, yeah, because it's at 100,000 feet. And the FAA has been told to lie to you because it's national security. So now that the blimps are being deployed, they'll just tell the public that it doesn't exist. And like children, they'll say, okay, then it's green aliens with big black bug eyes are up in it. And when they launch these blimps, they're always launched out of Fort Hood, or they're launched out of Area 51, and everybody freaks out and goes, oh, look, the aliens, it's rising. And it moves slowly like a blimp and goes up, and they, ah, they're attacking, aliens, aliens. In fact, it's come out in the last few years out in Arizona, New Mexico, West Texas, around military bases, people would see these drones. And it's the exact drones that the Pentagon has shown that companies have made, and they're prototype testing them. They're battlefield surveillance drones. They have a little fan in them, a little turbine. They're 2 feet across, 5 feet across, 6 feet, different sizes. They've had them for decades. And so separately on the news, they'll show you the drones, and then you'll see the exact drones out somebody's back window. Oh, my gosh, it's aliens, look! And then the news will be, aliens were seen flying around. They're going to get us. The government will keep you safe from them. And it's a surveillance drone. Okay, I guess I'm already covering this. The point is, later it's coming up. Because, I mean, these videos, and there's hundreds of them. I mean, it's blimps. It's a blimp! I mean, is the public going to run outside and point at the Goodyear blimp and say, look, it says Goodyear. It's an alien. They're from planet Michelin. The aliens are big white creatures with roly-poly skin. Some say it looks like the Michelin man, but others say it may be Al-Qaeda from planet Quiggle Snap in the Pop-Tart sector. All right, I'm sorry. I've already digressed. I'm going to take your phone calls. Get into Gaza, the economy, a lot more. Stay with us. My websites are prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.com, and infowars.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Every move you make, every breath you take, the surveillance blimps will be watching you. And if you say you don't want Homeland Security doing it, they'll just say, shut up, it's an alien. And the public will probably buy it. The National Reconnaissance Office and the NSA will be watching you. Land of the free, home of the brave. High-tech enslavement grid.
You're slaves of the New World Order. La, 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 la.
I mean, how obvious does all this tyranny have to get before the people rebel and say no to the national security state that is absolutely running wild and waging war and the info war and physical war against the people of the planet? We outnumber them 1,000,000 to 1. It's time to say no to the super class, the super maggots, the alpha maggots. The control freaks that make up the guild, the crime syndicate, known as the New World Order. Charts predict that S&P may rally 20% and then fall. The S&P 500 could rally 20% in the first quarter of this year, but investors shouldn't get used to the gains. In 2009 will be another year of losses for major indexes. Robin Griffin's technical strategist for Casanova Capital told CNBC, and that's exactly what Bob Chapman and other financial experts we have on are saying. The market tips. Dow could rally to 10,000, but MSNBC goes on to say they believe it will then fall after that. Another report. Government aid could save U.S. newspapers, spark debate. That's right. Federal government wants to take over newspapers. Oh, I mean, I guess that's freedom. I mean, that's they already spend billions a year buying up and controlling all the fake newspapers in Iraq. Why not here? They're already paying off most of the reporters. Why not just have it be openly run by the government? But then if you say, hey, Reuters says the government wants to buy up the newspapers, they'll say, no, no, no. That wasn't the government buying up newspapers. That was a flying saucer that did it. I can't, this is just so ridiculous. International Herald Tribune, U.S. commercial property in a downward spiral. And it is in a downward spiral, but the public, still living in la-la land, says, don't be so negative. You're causing all of this. Well, the bankers are the ones that caused it. And it is true, the public is getting wise to at least one level of the deception. Yes, the media is hyping the implosion because now it's time to do that. Treasury to mull, city-style rescues, AP reports, for hundreds of other troubled institutions. Translate that. Big private central banks engorged on tens of trillions of dollars worldwide out of the treasuries of the planet, not just the U.S., but Germany, England, Japan, France, on and on and on, are set to buy up all the rest of the banks. And how are they going to tax you? There's a flotilla of taxing news as Obama's arrival in D.C. approaches as the savior. And we have Republican and Democratic pundits saying, don't challenge him or you'll cause a deeper depression, more financial terrorism. You've just got to do what he says or it's all over. EPA Caltax could charge $175 per dairy cow to curb greenhouse gases. Now, some of the Obama crowd have proposed this. Some of the state agencies have proposed it. But now, Business and Media Institute got a copy of the latest recommendation by the federal government, EPA.gov. They have the PDF file, and it says they will tax all greenhouse emissions, $175 per cow. They will tax the chickens, the pigs, but that's not the issue. The taxing's bad enough. It's the control. It's the bureaucracy. It's the national premises registration. It's the national animal ID. It's the control. It's the bureaucracy. And if you think $175 per head is a big tax, and it is, they're going to ratchet that up. And they admit that the $175 per head, and what is it, $75 per pig and $10 per chicken, to start off will be used to build the bureaucracy to then create all the other regulations. See, this is just going to be a cap and trade or a carbon tax paid to the private banks, which they've openly announced. It's all these other thousands of taxes over every facet of your life. And there won't be any real jobs, so people are going to have jobs as bureaucrats enforcing it. Every loser, no-good control freak is going to get a federal government or local enforcement job. Heaven help us. Obama targets tax cuts for more than $300 billion, which is a chicken feed, but then wants to erect a new gas tax increase and all these other taxes. This is just going to be... So tens of trillions for the bankers, $300 billion for the people. A couple hundred bucks apiece. Obama is losing a battle he doesn't know he's in. Story out of the London Guardian, and that's coming up later, saying, oh, Obama doesn't know it, but by not saying anything about Gaza, the whole world thought he was this big peacenik, and now they're all getting upset and he's losing credibility. Well, of course he's going to betray everybody. It's what he does. He's already done that on every other issue. So we're going to get into that. Depleted uranium found in Gaza victims. That's all over the foreign press. And a great story by Michael Chossadovsky, professor, all very accurate. He just has the quotes out of the Israeli news where they admit this was all pre-planned and is meant to finally drive the people out of Gaza. And they say it's part of the 48 plan used to drive the Arabs out of Jerusalem and other cities, like Tel Aviv that was used. So it's funny, our media that's controlled tells us, oh, it was because of rockets and you know, the Palestinians fired first when it's admitted they didn't. And they're just Israel's just defending itself. Meanwhile, in the Israeli papers, they just admit, oh, we're just kicking them out. We're just going to torture them and starve them until they all agree to leave. So that is coming up as well. But right now, let's go to your calls without further ado. Bryant in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm better than folks in Gaza.
cars. I wanted to make a thing today because I was at my school, and I was heading into a school on my second.
Don't be so nervous. Don't listen. Relax. Just go ahead and get it out.
And they told me that like I knew my vaccine shots, and it was interesting because I knew what you, how you say that it's not mandatory, and at that point I wasn't sure what to do, so I had to come back home and now I have to show them my records. So
we don't have to show them anything. They're just lying and saying there's a law. There is no law. I've gone over this 1,000 times. You may have missed it. It's very simple. They will kick you out of school claiming it's a policy and then trigger criminal charges for truancy, so it's all a trick. You have to explain, I know you have the vaccine waiver, which is a waiver to something that isn't even a law, so that's another level of fraud. But if you want to give in to the waiver, just say, give me the waiver. Or your county health department will have it. You simply get that waiver, and then you give it to them. And you say, if you falsely kick me out of school and then claim truancy, that is color of law, that is racketeering. That is fraud in an attempt to get your federal matching funds for inoculation. They get money for inoculating you, so they're lying to tell you it's the law.
Wow.
I appreciate your call, Bryant. Let's go ahead and talk to Andrea in Oklahoma. Welcome.
Hello. My point is, with a bully that's taking your lunch money, and you beg them, don't take my lunch money, and they will continue to take your lunch money the next day, and the next day,
and then they want your backpack.
That's right.
And then they want to beat you up, and that's what government and tyranny is, and they're just not going to stop.
The thing is, Alex, and God bless you for being there, and thank you for your passion. I listen to you, and I'm amazed at your energy. And you're a blessing to us all. The thing I'm doing is I hold up a sign at lunch. I go out to the busiest corner, which here in Oklahoma City, and I hold up your station. And most of them cannot get your station, even though, you know, some can, I guess. If I can get one that can listen to your station, and it's the busiest freeway.
Best thing to do if you're listening to a local AM or FM station that's out of the area but comes partially into the city is drive to an area where it's coming in better and hold up the sign there.
That it's coming in better there, but I still have people that are sitting in traffic trying to tune into it, and they can't pick it up. But if I can reach anybody. But the thing is, my gosh, we've got to do more than just get the word out. Because the bully is coming back every day, and it's getting worse every day, as you know, with the poison in the food, the fluoride.
And they know we're going to rebel, so that's why they've set up the police state in premeditated anticipation of our resistance.
The thing is, if you knew that somebody had busted in your house, and they were going to steal you blind, and then they were going to take your life, wouldn't you try and just go ahead and try and grab the gun and fight them to do everything you can? Because if they're going to go ahead and release a bomb somewhere, we've got to resist somehow. I mean, I know we want to do it peacefully, but they're not going to be peaceful. They're going to continue with what they're doing until, you know, what you said, get rid of 80% of us.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I'll plug the station, the frequency you're listening to.
The only thing I can get here is 107.1, and it's not a station. It's coming right out of Austin.
Yeah, that's a micro. Good folks. That's Radio Free Oklahoma. And again, give folks the frequency.
It's 107.1, and I think it's coming right out of Austin, Texas. I think we're able to get your frequency here.
All right, I appreciate your call. Now, what you've got is somebody there locally picking it up off the feed and putting it out. I don't really know the details, but thank you. Listen, the problem, people keep asking, why do we have to educate the public? Because the public knows the government's evil and corrupt. They don't know it's a private offshore corporation now that we've had a corporate takeover of the country, and the troops and militarized police don't even know they're part of a receivership arm. That's why we have to get the word out for them, to them, so that they see the big picture. The general public knows they're being lied to. They just don't have all the dots connected. And so we have to point out the dots and get people to step back and see the larger picture. We don't, I mean, you say start shooting, and you're asking that question. The average police officer doesn't know what's going on. Most of them aren't bullies. Most of them aren't thugs. But their bosses are giving them orders that are tyrannical, that are abusive, and they've incrementally trained them to violate rights. And they give them all these excuses for why they're violating rights or having warrantless checkpoints or working with the Marines or arming at checkpoints. But now the New World Order is finally going public. It's finally moving into its final takeover phase. So this is a very critical time for the globalists and for us that are fighting them, because now they have uncloaked themselves. Now they're emerging. Now they're admitting, okay, it's a world government, but it's for your own good. We need to go, wait a minute, you lied all these years and said you weren't setting one up. Now you admit you're doing it, and you admit it's going to be run by private central banks. We'll pay carbon taxes on all our activities, every facet of our lives to you, and you'll have bureaucrats that micromanage our entire lives and carry out one-child policy and eugenics. And I mean, you think the CPS kidnapping's bad now? You think the checkpoints are bad now? You think the micromanagement's bad now? It's growing. I'm getting all these emails going, oh, my gosh, you know, I put my child in Head Start thinking it'd be a good free daycare. You know, I'm lower middle class, and you're right, I get CPS visits now, and they're trying to take my children. Absolutely, it's a trap. Nothing the government offers you is to help you. Look at all the, quote, help they gave blacks in the 60s and 70s. They went from 90-plus percent legitimacy in their births to over 90% illegitimate. They went from, what, 1 out of 10 black males ending up in prison to now 8 out of 10 black males end up with felony convictions in their lifetime. They institutionalize you. This is for everybody. They just beta tested it on weaker groups that were under greater control, where it was more societally acceptable to allow corruption and abuse against the people. You want to see what's going to happen in every area of the country. I don't care if you have white flight to the suburbs or the countryside. It's coming. You go see how black people in the inner cities live or how poor whites live, and then you're going to know the face of it all. Look at what the government does. This, I don't even call it the government. This criminal thing does when it has foster children under its control. Nationwide average, 67% of foster children. You can Google that. That number's about 2 years old. I haven't checked it. I know the number's gone up. There's over 100 million Prozac, serotonin reuptake inhibitors. I saw that number in the Austin Market Statesman last week in 2008. Over 100 million prescriptions for one class, the SSRIs. I mean, is that a free society? 100 million people on a psychotropic drug that puts you into a mesmerized, hypnotized dream state? I mean, that's what the drug insert says it does. Causes psychotic breaks. Causes suicidal tendencies. 100 million people out of 300 million and growing. See, last time I had a number, it was 20% were on the drugs. That number's a couple years old. The new numbers is over 30%. And when they've got you captured, it's over two-thirds, 67%. 67%. Of the children they grab, they put on drugs, because then it's all tailored. Because when a foster parent or an orphanage puts a child on a drug, they're now a special needs, and they get double, triple, quadruple the money. So the average foster child who is on drugs is on 7 mind-altering, mind-bending drugs. Let's talk to Kurt in Texas. Kurt, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex. In our town, through public opposition, we were able to curb some of the spread of these red light cameras.
Well, you know what? I have thought all week. I'm trying to finish this Obama film, do 100 other things, but I want to go out and have a protest at the red light cameras they've got right down by the police station. They're all over town because state courts have ruled they're illegal, just like they've ruled in California that, and they're not removing them. And Austin's, the other cities have. Austin says, we don't care if it's illegal. I mean, those are illegal. You know why? No due process. There is not a sworn peace officer that's had the training and sworn and has a bond and an oath of office as a witness. There's no judge or jury, no due process, no chance to challenge. A private company mails you a ticket, so that's one reason the Texas court said they're all illegal. The second reason was the main company doing it in Texas. One company has over 80% of the contracts. I have the Austin News reports. They say that they're not even going to get the permit because there's a permit you have to get on top of it under state law. They just, they're lawless. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But the police state marches, though, sometime back ago, we had a fellow 5 to 8 miles from where I live that went a little bit psycho and started shooting out onto the street, and the telephone rang.
Stay there. I want to hear about this when we come back. Don't hang up, Kurt. Then Brent, John, Mike, Rob, and others. I'm Alex Jones. You have found it, the front lines of the info war.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here. By the way, if you're listening on the M&FM dial, Global Shortwave Satellite, the Internet, or watching us on a YouTube clip, don't forget the free podcast at Infowars.com. Just go to the listen page, copy the code into your MP3 or iPod or computer. Listen to the show how you want, when you want, where you want, and save the shows. We now have a complete archive daily posted as well. If you don't want the podcast, you can just go click on the stream or download it. It's all at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And side issue, I want to go back to the caller. Later I want to talk about the incredible success we're having on YouTube despite all their censorship. They block us, people being able to give our videos thumbs up. They, we'll have the number one video, but they'll give us the number two or three video. And it's not just the Alex Jones channel that we're moving into taking over, working with the guy that started it, Dave, doing a great job. It's all these other channels like Puppet Government and others are just getting record hits. Robert Wanick, the 14-year-old, he has five videos that have between 70 and 100,000 views apiece in the last 2 days, videos of this show. I mean, think about that. He's 14 years old. Is it four or five or six? I think it's more like six videos. You can go pull it up. Go to his page, Robert Wanick's page. And, I mean, by the end of the week, it's going to be millions of views the way it's going. And the videos are number one on YouTube. I mean, we are having a huge effect in the info war. Folks, we do not want to go out and start shooting people. That is exactly what the globalists want. Why do they have to hire cops in Denver? Denver Post headline, the police admitted to attack other police in front of the news cameras to demonize the protesters so they could attack the general public and try to create a chilling effect against the First Amendment and freedom of assembly. Why have they been caught in Greece doing it? Why have they been caught in Canada? Why have they been caught in England? Because they want to demonize. And it is criminal. It is horrible. It freaks me out about the police. I want to believe in them. I want to believe they're not directed by evil, but that proves they are. Does that mean every officer is evil? No. So we've got a chance here, folks, to, I mean, if just this radio show is reaching millions and millions of new people every week, we're just one little outpost in the fight. And it's growing exponentially, ladies and gentlemen. It is so exciting. I was counting it up. The Alex Jones channel, on average, which is just one YouTube channel, there's a whole bunch that post my stuff, is getting around 800,000 views a week now. I mean, those aren't hits. Those are unique visits. That's, I mean, I can't even keep track of all this anymore. We're number one on Shoutcast. And less than half our streams are even registered on Shoutcast. We're trying to figure out how to get all our streams tied into that. Number one! Number one! All right, I'm going to shut up. I apologize, Kurt, for going off on the deep end on that, but I just want people to know the good news. We are exploding. The freedom message is just going supernova. Keep it up. Kurt, finish up with what happens. This guy's out there going crazy in your area of Texas, and then suddenly you get a phone call.
The streets. I live approximately 5 to 8 miles from where this occurred. Me and all my neighbors, our telephone rang, and they told us we are declaring a red alert. Stay in your house. Do not go near the windows. Do not go outside. Do not open the doors until we tell you.
Yeah.
About 3 hours later, mm-hmm. They called and said, okay, everything's clear. There's no way him shooting 5 to 8 miles away from me could have had any effect on my place. I wrote a letter to the local paper pointing out that this was the beginning of martial law, and I was called on their blog site a nut, a radical, a crazy, one thing and another, a few threats failedly made on my life. Real great.
Kurt, stay there. We're going to come back in 70 seconds to start the second hour. I want you to tell us your town, what's happening, and I'm going to break down the larger picture. This is martial law, but it's meant to sound reasonable to the sheep and the police to condition them in preparation for it. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.